Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Eric Turner of Jet Physical Therapy about fall prevention. With the start of fall, one thing that the Iowa Department of Public Health is really trying to bring to light is preventing falls, especially with aging members of our communities. What are some things that you recommend to help prevent falls?
So falls is something that's often overlooked. We often think that that's something that won't happen to us. And actually, there are some things that can be done to help prevent and reduce the risk of that. First thing would be someone that's not had any certain medical history and maybe higher risk. They need to evaluate their home setup, such as moving rugs that are down on the floors that are more susceptible to trip over. If someone has some stairs, making sure that there's some at least one railing and maybe two, depending on how tall someone's stairs are. Another area to look at in the home is the bathroom situation and seeing if someone could put some grab bars or handles around the shower area, around the toilet to help make sure that someone can hang on to those where things are wet and slippery. Putting something down within the floor of the shower or bathtub, like a adherent surface that is not quite as slippery as the bathroom or bathtub surface. Those are some real key things to probably reduce risk the most.
And what are some of the exercises that people can do to help build up their strength and balance?
Right. So some very simple things, safe things. Someone can sit on the edge of a chair and stand up and down 10, 20 times. Maybe resting for a short time in between repetitions of 10. That helps build the leg strength. They can utilize some movements at, say, a kitchen counter. They can step sideways down the length of the counter each direction. They can hold the counter walking backwards. And those would be for things that someone's not already using a cane or a walker. If someone would be in a walking condition, they're using those last two exercises I mentioned would not be as safe. Someone that also is not using a cane or walker, they can practice standing with one foot in front of the other, trying to maintain their balance for 10 seconds, then switch feet position. While they're doing that, they should be near something if they need to hang on. If they do kind of become unsteady, that they can reach out and become steady. So doing that narrow wall or the kitchen counter is a safe place. So those are some easy, simple things that someone can do on their own. The other one might be stepping up and down on the bottom step and just repeating that to help build some strength. But there again, their balance should be such that they're not using a cane or a walker. Someone that's already using those, they probably need more of a supervised and prescribed plan, because there's some more safety things that need to be involved with exercises in those circumstances.
And this is something that we should all keep in mind as we age, maintaining that strength and balance. And
correct. Active. Right. As we age, those coordination skills, if we're not training them, they're going to decline. And often we don't realize it until we've had a fall, and sometimes depending on the circumstances of the fall, you may have already created some kind of major injury that requires some kind of surgery or creates some kind of disability. So it's really important to consider that and plan for that. The other thing is climbing up onto something. A lot of people, spring and fall time, they like to do some cleaning. They got to know their boundaries. And, you know, just use good judgment on ladders. They got to make sure that the ladder is well supported, that maybe someone is holding the ladder. If they're doing some work outside, or for that matter, could be inside their home, just not being too aggressive, trying to reach too far away from the ladder. The other one is getting up onto a chair or a step stool that Someone needs to make sure that that's a well thought out plan, making sure that their device that they're getting on is secure, or that someone there is kind of spotting in to make sure that it stays secure as they step up onto it.
So prevention is really the best way to go.
Correct. Yeah. Planning ahead is important, and asking for help when needed is another important step. Sometimes we don't like to ask for help for others. Those things can wait, and if a family member or a neighbor can help out with something that's a little bit more difficult in terms of getting on a ladder, getting on a step stool, or doing something outdoors that we're maybe not as comfortable with, it's better off waiting and making sure that we are safe.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Eric Turner of Jet Physical Therapy. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.